God, praise be to you. We welcome you in this place.
Let our praise be your welcome. Let our songs be a sign. We are here for you. We are here for you.
Let your breath come from heaven.
Let your breath come from heaven. Fill our hearts with your life. We are here for you. We are here for you. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. Shout, be your anthem, your renown, fill the sky. We are here for you. We are here for you.
Let your word move in power.
Let your word move in power. Let what's dead come to life. We are here for you. We are here for you.
To you our hearts are open.
To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy. Only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall.
Lift our voices one last time. We welcome you.
We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place.
Give him praise, church. Welcome you, Lord, in this place.
Yes, we do welcome you and praise the Lord for you being here. And we want to continue on in Psalm 119. As we mentioned, it's the longest chapter in the Bible. It's 176 verses, and it declares and it exalts the Word of God in one form or another. It deals with the Word of God. Deals with the righteousness and also the wicked that God deals with. And it's according to the Hebrew alphabet. So you find that every eight stanzas goes through the Hebrew alphabet. Aleph, Beth, Gimel. We're on Gimel now, the next eight. So we'll look at verses 17 to 24, and I'll read it as you follow along. You can follow along in your Bibles or on the overhead. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is crushed with longing after your ordinances at all times. You rebuke the arrogant, the crushed, the cursed, who wander from your commandments. Take away reproach and contempt from me, for I observe your testimonies. Even though princes sit and talk against me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors. We want to pray now, but an incident happened in Sutherland Springs. It's only a town of 1,000, but a gunman came into the First Baptist Church, only about 50 people in that church, and he came in full dress and he opened fire. The reports are too new, but they're saying anywhere from 27 people died. Another report said 20 died, but dozens are wounded. It's a place that's about 30 miles southeast of San Jose. And so let's pray for our service, but let's pray for those who are hurting. Father, you tell us that we are to pray for those that are weeping. Lord, I know there are a lot of families whose lives are changed forever. And so we do just weep with them. We mourn with them. We pray that your Holy Spirit would surround them. God, be with them. Lord, we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That is our great hope. Lord, but in this life, there is sorrow, there's pain. And so those left behind, I pray that you would just be with them and comfort them. And Lord, I pray for that whole community, Lord, that is turned upside down at this point. I pray that what Satan means for evil, Lord, somehow you would turn for good the salvation of maybe those that are holdoffs, those that have resisted you for a while. I pray somehow, Lord, that your salvation would go forth in that community, Lord, and even as this is going throughout the world, this horrible situation, God, I pray that Lord, the fact that there are those that really hate the gospel, there are those that hate Jesus Christ, hate Christianity. Lord, I pray that the fact that we love sinners, Lord, and yet, Lord, your justice will be done in the end, just as you say here, Lord, that you rebuke the arrogant, the cursed. Lord, so we do pray for your kindness, your gentleness, your comfort, Lord, upon that situation. And Lord, open our hearts, Lord, to the word that you have for us this morning and to this time of worship of you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire. Oh, take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life gracefully. God, arms
Lord.
All to Jesus now.
We hold nothing back.
Holding nothing back. Holding nothing.
Hold nothing back. We surrender.
I surrender.
Into our life, that you take the broken pieces and you make us whole again.
Your power at work in me. I'm broken gracefully. I'm strong when I am weak. I will be free. Your power at work in me. I'm broken gracefully. I'm strong when I am weak. I will be free, yeah. Your power at work in me. I'm broken gracefully. I'm strong when I am weak. I will be free. Your power at work in us. We're broken gracefully. We're strong.
Now,
here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken.
Let's lift our voices and sing that.
Here I am, God. Wide open, we lift our hearts to you today. Oh Lord, pour out our life, pouring out my life, gracefully broken.
Now, Lord, we can come with that reassurance that when we come to you with our sorrow, with our sin, that you will not leave us in our broken state, Lord. You will renew us, mind, body, and soul, Lord. That you will always be with us and journey with us unto death and through death itself, Lord. You will be with us. And so though we grieve, Lord, for these that have passed on before us, Lord, for those that know you, God, we know there is rejoicing in heaven. Because of the amazing grace that takes broken pieces and puts them back together again.
Empty-handed, but not
Sing this out.
Oh,
grace is this, but an amazing grace. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you take my place, that you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life that I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for power of sin and darkness. Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Yeah! This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you would take my things done. Give him praise.